The Natural Nurse with Ellen Kamai and Dr. Z, Mondays at 1 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network.
Thank you so much for joining me. This is Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse, right here on the Gary Null Network, ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com. And it's such a pleasure to join you today. We love doing shows right here on the Gary Null Network. For one thing, it is probably by far the best source for information on progressive issues, intelligent discussion, available anywhere, online or on the air. And another wonderful thing is that here, all our shows are archived. So if you hear something today on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z or on any of the other shows right here on Progressive Radio Network, you can always listen to them anytime and even download them and tell your friends to go to Progressive Radio Network. We are also on Facebook and iTunes, so widely available. And it's interesting to me that I do get emails and phone calls via naturalnurse.com or my Facebook page at The Natural Nurse on Facebook all the time about people in just amazingly diverse areas of the world listening in on Progressive Radio Network. And today we're very happy to have as our guest Dr. Sherry Rogers. Sherry Rogers is a medical doctor and board certified by the American Board of Environmental Medicine, a fellow of the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, a fellow of the American College of Nutrition, and charter board certified diplomat of the American Board of Family Practice. And she has been a medical doctor for many years, over 40 years. You'd hardly believe that if you saw her, because she looks so young and beautiful, which speaks a lot to the fact that she follows her own advice. And she has lectured at Oxford and has taught well over 100 physicians in 6 countries. She's written 16 books, including today's topic book, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? So thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Sherry.
You are so welcome. You're doing such a wonderful service educating folks. I'm proud to be here.
Now, I do want to tell our listeners that we will begin our discussion today, but one of the things that's special about today's show is that we are able to take their questions for you, for Dr. Sherry Rogers or myself, Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse, on some topic in holistic medicine and how that might be something you may want to access in yourself and your own life. And you can call us by dialing 888-874-4888. But first, let's go to what brought you to incorporate natural remedies, because obviously from all your board certifications, you are a conventionally trained medical doctor.
You're right. And I'm no smarter than any other doctor. I just was sicker. I had over 20, you know, undiagnosable or untreatable, no known cause, no known treatment kind of things. Asthma, eczema, sinus, migraines, colitis. I was filling the toilet bowl 12 times a day with blood. I had ventricular tachycardia, a heart rate of 250 a minute. I broke my back 6 times, blew out a shoulder, a knee. By the time I was 40, they told me my bones looked like I was a 78-year-old woman. I had so much osteoporosis. I'm totally well. I've had no medicines, no surgeries for any of these things. I have no symptoms. I played 2 hours of tennis in the Florida and South Carolina sun at high noon. It's between 89 and 96 here, degrees Fahrenheit. I'm just well. And that's what got me on this mission to help other people learn how to heal, because I was amazed seeing people from all over the world that they can go to the greatest cardiology clinics in the country, for example, the Mayo Clinic, the Cleveland, the Leahy, and when I see their records, because I consult on them on the phone, no one has looked at even the most rudimentary things that are needed to cure the problems. And that's why we never hear the word cure in
medicine.
Well,
that's a good point. That is a really good point, Dr. Rogers. One time I was at a holistic lecture, which, of course, I'm always a student as well as a teacher, and I heard Dr. Alan Gaby, who I'm sure you're familiar with.
Oh,
he wrote the book, lots of books, but one book that he wrote is Preventing and Curing Osteoporosis. And he said that why he called the book that was because in medical school he was taught that you could never cure anything. All you could do was manage diseases. And he found that really depressing.
Well, even more depressing, that what I found in medical school also was that every time we were learning about a new clinical entity, it was always the deficiency of some drug. And when I would go to the PDR, the physician's desk reference, the book of all the drugs on how they work and how you prescribe them and their side effects and so forth and the evidence behind them, 99% of them say, quote, mechanism of action is unknown. Now, you have to be out of your ever-loving mind to take something when they don't know how it works, but it's got 2 pages of side effects. And that's part of the problem. Like, we have doctors now who think that statin drugs like Lipitor and Crestor and all Vitorin and stuff should be in the water. They think everybody should have their cholesterol lowered. And as we showed in Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? And also in much more detail in The Cholesterol Hoax, those drugs, the statin drugs, actually guarantee you will rot your brain. They destroy the tau protein in the brain. They've caused over 100,000 cases of amnesia. Some of them are doctors and airline pilots and surgeons who have sudden amnesia out of the clear blue. And oftentimes it's misdiagnosed as a TIA, transient ischemic attack, or a little mini stroke. But the statin drugs, the cholesterol-lowering drugs, are a major cause of it. Plus they lower vitamin E, selenium, CoQ10, the very things that can go on to cause a heart attack, which is why you're taking the statin, because you're supposedly not, you know, trying to stave off that. And then when you combine the statins with, like, other things like Zetia, and you create a statin called Vitorin, even in the Wall Street Journal, I mean, you don't even have to read the medical journals anymore. Right in the Wall Street Journal, they quote from the medical journals that show that it increases your cancer rate 70%, as it should, because you've stripped the body of cholesterol, one of the main building blocks of our cell membranes, where the cytokines that fight off cancers come from. You've inhibited the absorption of cholesterol with the Zetia part of it. I mean, we're insane in medicine right now, utterly insane.
And unfortunately, it seems like the benefits of Lipitor, be they as it may, as you're describing, they're trying to also push them on children now.
Yes, and if you read the papers, because then I would be confronted with cardiologists and consults who would say, but my doctor, my cardiologist says there's tremendous evidence for the statin drugs. So I went back and I read the papers in detail. Most people do not do this, apparently, because it says right there that even though they lowered the heart attack rate 26%, the overall death rate was unchanged, because what they didn't die of from heart, they died of from other causes, suicide and accidents, other problems than cardiovascular. They raise your cancer rate, of course, because they lower so many nutrients, so that it was a wash. There was no overall improvement. Just like currently in the New England Journal of Medicine this year in 2010, there were several articles by the ACCORD study group. This is, I don't know how many doctors. They had pages and pages of doctors from like 50 centers around the United States who were part of these studies, where they gave people the best diabetes medicines, the best high blood pressure medicines, the best cholesterol-lowering medicines. And then they studied them for 3 to 5 years. And you know what they found, Ellen?
What?
there was no difference in death rate or disease or any problem. People who took nothing were just as good as those who took all the drugs, because if you do nothing, at least you're not getting the side effects of the drugs.
Wow.
And when you take the drug, you're doing nothing to look for the cause and the cure. You're only using a drug only paralyzes or poisons a pathway to make the symptom or some number look better, like your blood glucose or your blood pressure. They do not fix it.
This is so true. Now, one thing you pointed out that I don't want to gloss over, because one of the courses I teach, and even actually, believe it or not, at medical schools right now, is drug nutrient depletions.
Oh, fantastic. I'm sure you've referred to Pelton's book.
Yes, and you've brought this up several times, and it's such an important topic. And when we look at the array of negative adverse effects that are linked to other drugs, and as you said, that's not hidden information. They even give it in the TV commercials, but it's easy to find. It very much mirrors what would happen if someone were deficient in the exact nutrients that those drugs cause a depletion of.
Absolutely. And then, I mean, when you look at, the side effects of, we put all of this in the, is your cardiologist killing you? Look at this, for example. A lot of people, when they are on their various medications, say they've had a stent or a heart attack and their doctor puts them on Plavix, which of course is a joke, but, that's all described in there, and the, insanity of aspirin, et cetera. When he puts them on it, usually they have problem with stomach problems because of all of these drugs. So then he puts them on something like Prilosec or Nexium. Well, that increases, the combination of Plavix and Prilosec increases your heart attack rate 50%. Or say they have atrial fibrillation. Instead of curing the arrhythmia, they will put them on Coumadin or Warfarin so that they don't throw a clot, ostensibly. Well, unfortunately, Coumadin pulls calcium out of the bones and dumps it right into the coronary arteries and the coronary heart valves, so that you're guaranteed to either need a stent or valve replacement in your heart in 10 and 15 years. It just goes on and on. The say you have high blood pressure and they put you on hydrochlorothiazide. A lot of people, their blood pressure is only because they're low in magnesium. So when they're on hydrochlorothiazide, the first treatment for high blood pressure, what happens is it lowers the magnesium even further. So now they have a sudden heart attack, or their pressure goes higher if they're just lucky, or they get atrial fibrillation, and so then they're on another drug. When they get higher blood pressure, say they're on a calcium channel blocker, well, as they showed in the Archives of Internal Medicine, when you're on a calcium channel blocker, like Norvasc, that kind of stuff, and we put all the names of these drugs, too, in the books and the newsletters so that the people can find out what they're on. When you're on this drug, which is very liberally prescribed for angina, congestive heart failure, arrhythmias, high blood pressure, most cardiologists prescribe tons of this stuff, it actually shrinks the brain. It rots the intellect and shrinks the brain, proven by MRI studies, x-rays of the brain. Within 5 years, the brain starts shrinking and pulling away from the skull, and when you test the IQ, the people are dumber. We are just not into fixing, and yet it's so easy to fix a lot of these things, especially the earlier on. And we put because I'm definitely a certified reference junkie. As a physician,
I want to point that out, because what you do here is great. In every single chapter in your book, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You?, you make a statement that sounds wild, and then you have right there for everyone, including anyone's cardiologist, to read the actual studies from mainstream medical journals that really are showing that everything you are saying has been totally proven.
Yeah, because it would sound insane. When I started reading the journals and discovering how bad we were doing in medicine, and then seeing how easy it is to cure things, and that we are never curing, and I realized there's no money in cure. Well, they just did a study in the New England Journal of Medicine, or was it JAMA Journal? Anyway, we've referenced it in the books and the newsletter. And it was published in the Wall Street Journal last year, that showed that out of 20, 700 recommendations by a United States cardiologist, less than 11% are based on scientific evidence. The rest of treatment modalities are based on pharmaceutical influence. Same thing, Choudhury did a study in the New England Journal of Medicine a few years ago that showed that 87% of the experts, the authorities who write the practice guidelines, the recipes for how we physicians are supposed to practice, are on the take somehow or another. They get money from the pharmaceutical industry. So yeah, that's why every symptom becomes a deficiency of the latest drug, and why there's no focus on cure in the United States, even though cure is quite easy and very attainable. It doesn't matter anymore what the label is, what you have, it's how you're going to get rid of it. In fact, I would like to offer to your listeners a sample of our newsletter, a free sample of a case that I've presented on cruise ship lectures. Had the person actually stand up in the audience after I showed the evidence that she was given 48 hours to live with wildly metastatic cancer. It's 14 years later. She's totally well, and she did it all with diet. And we've written books on how to do the diet and the scientific evidence and the backup for why and how it works. So, I mean, there is no limit to what we... Just think, we put people on the moon. I mean, we do outrageous things in this world, but we can't cure blood pressure or high cholesterol or diabetes. Give me a break. We can. It's just there's no money in it.
Yeah, it does seem a shame, but the more you look at the evidence, the more that becomes unavoidably, absolutely the truth.
Well,
people don't like to hear it.
And sadly, for example, they're so out of control now that, you know, you've heard of friends who've had ablation to save the day, where they slip a catheter up into the vessels, into the heart, and turn on the juice and electrocute a small part of the, with laser actually, and sometimes they freeze it, but permanently destroy parts of the heart, nerve, and muscle to help people who have irreversible recalcitrant arrhythmia. Well, first of all, when you look at the records on these people, when I consult on them, no one has ever looked at anything that could cure the arrhythmia. Sometimes it's simple as cod liver oil and magnesium and phosphatidylcholine, for Pete's sake. But anyway, the sad thing is that now they're doing ablation in kids in their 30s with arrhythmias, because they're out exercising and jogging out all their magnesium or something. And now children, 10 years of age, I've been consulting on, who are, and the hooker, Ellen, do you know ablation is not FDA approved? Not for slipping into the heart and permanently destroying it. It's only FDA approved, and all this evidence is in the books and the newsletters, because I would find it utterly impossible to believe myself. It's only approved for coagulating vessels that started bleeding under direct visualization when you're doing open heart surgery or some kind of surgery, not for slipping into the vessels of the heart and permanently destroying them.
Isn't that amazing? So they just are using it for an off-label use, and yet it's being promoted for that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're out of control. They think they're God's gift to medicine, I guess, and they're totally, there's nothing you can do to stop them, and they're doing a wonderful job. And yet when you look, no one has ever looked at their fatty acids, their intracellular minerals, their vitamin levels of the tocopherols, tocotrienols, the cholecalciferols, nothing. They have not looked at anything that could cure it. The cardiovascular tests that show the blockage or the low ejection fraction or the carotid plaque and so forth.
Do you know that I worked for Dr. Serafina Corsello for 25 years?
Oh, fantastic.
And yes, it was a great joy. And what was amazing is that the Office of Professional Medical Conduct actually went after her license because she tested every patient for nutritional status.
Oh, yes. Many states are very notorious for that. And it just shows that the uninformed nature of the people who are doing it. It's unspeakable, I know, because she did great work. I've been to her lectures. We've lectured on the same symposium.
Now, there's so many drugs out there. such as you say, statins seem to be pushed anybody, like when they get to be 50, do you think that they artificially reduce the number, the cholesterol number, to something that's unobtainable to most people?
Well, it's actually dangerously low.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Many people do not have enough cholesterol in their bodies to make new brain membranes, so they lose their memory. They do not have sufficient cholesterol to clothe the nerves, and they get paresthesias, they get arrhythmias, they get various problems. You need cholesterol. In fact, the studies that we've referenced in the cholesterol hoax and in Is Your Cardiologist Killing You show that people over 70, for example, live much longer, have better brain function, are healthier when they have a cholesterol well over 200. And yet I see people now who are down like 130, and they have a host of medical problems. Because, see, cholesterol makes the membrane not only of your cells, which is sort of like the computer keyboard of the body, but of the mitochondria. And that's where God's miracle of converting one molecule of food into a molecule of energy occurs. The difference between me and you, and me lying here in front of you dead and me lying here in front of you alive, is that the electricity is gone, and the electricity is made in the mitochondria. And when you don't have enough cholesterol, the mitochondria is sort of like ribbon candy. It's a huge mass of membranes. So you starve those minerals. And then you also get low in, say, manganese, magnesium, the tocopherols and the tocotrienols, and you have a person who has no energy. And then they go on to get all sorts of other diseases and problems, but it's all blamed on aging.
Now, when you say your cardiologist, is your cardiologist killing you, do you think most cardiologists know all this?
Absolutely not.
Right, so they're just sort of sucked into this quasi-false scientific...
Well, that's why I wrote the book so succinctly, because I have the cholesterol hoax, the high blood pressure hoax, et cetera. We have a detoxifier diet, no more heartburn, pain-free in 6 weeks, et cetera. We've dealt with many other issues in medicine, tired or toxic, et cetera. But I wrote this one to intrigue them, if it could, the title, and also, like you say, put the facts and then the reference, the scientific backup, right there, not at the back of the book, but right after every paragraph, because anyone can read this book in 15 minutes a day in less than 2 weeks. So for the doctor who says to their patient, oh, I don't have time to read a book, that means my mind is closed for learning. I'm never going to be any smarter than I am now, and what you see is what you get, and I'm not into cure. So at least you know where you stand with the guy, and you can move on to someone who is interested in not only saving your life, but the life of his other patients and even his own. We had our 40th reunion from medical school a few years ago, and somebody sent me this picture. I didn't go, and because I worked all the way through, so I didn't have a lot of bonding with many of them who were supported by their parents. And I said, who's sending me this picture of all these fat old bald men? And then I realized it was my class. But when I looked through to see where everybody is now, the fascinating part was, Ellen, is that here we are, the purveyors of health. 15% of my class is already dead.
Wow.
We're only 67. 15%. They are under the ground. This is serious. This is not funny.
It's true. This is
a serious comment on United States medicine,
I would say. And we're going to just take just a short break right here, Dr. Rogers, and when we come back, we will reintroduce you. We'll talk about all your books, your newsletter, your website, how to contact you. And if anyone would like to join our conversation or have questions for Dr. Sherry Rogers, our guest today, give us a call at 888-874-4888. That's 888-874-4888. We'll be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
This is PRN, Progressive Radio Network.
Hello. Check out my show, The Animal Magnet Pet Radio, live every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern on Progressive Radio Network. Or catch it anytime you like by scrolling through the archives. You'll hear me, Deborah Wolf, best-selling author and award-winning radio host, chatting with the best pet experts and animal A-listers in the world about controversial topics like breed bans, the indoor versus outdoor cat debate, and whatever else is hot in the news and on their minds that matters to animals and the people who love them. Plus, we tell pet jokes, we'll give you trivia and smart, quirky facts, recipes, and take-home tricks and tests, homework your pets will love. Email your pet problems to me and we'll solve them on air. So listen to The Animal Magnet on Progressive Radio Network and get your animal fix.
Hi, this is Mike Fader. I'm doing a new show here on PRN every Thursday following Gary Null from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. It's called The Turning Point. What will we talk about? Well, everything from birth to death and most things in between. I'll be using stories in the news and personal observations from my own life. And from time to time, I'll be taking your calls. So please join me, Mike Fader, every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time for The Turning Point on PRN.
Freedom News Hour will bring you up to date on the latest news on the financial meltdown.
Begin restoring local communities. It can happen.
We'll be exploring the issues from a freedom-oriented, small government perspective.
I'm Walt Thiessen.
I'm Melinda Pillsbury Foster.
I am Jake Towne.
Join us live Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com.
You're listening to Bhavani, and I'd like to welcome you every Wednesday on the Progressive Radio Network to join me for my show called I Eat Green, where every Wednesday we will talk about eating healthy and eating sustainably for our planet. So join me every Wednesday from 5 to 6.
To the Progressive Radio Network, celebrating 5 years of independent points of view.
Welcome back once again to The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Ellen Kamai, The Natural Nurse. And I'd also like to thank our underwriters, including Nature's Answer. Nature's Answer helps you listen to The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z and has been providing quality nutraceuticals to the health-conscious consumer since 1972. You can find out more at naturesanswer.com. And, of course, we'd love to invite our listeners to send us feedback at naturalnurse.com. Give us a call on our Natural Alternatives hotline number, 800-829-0918, or join us in person at our many lectures and conferences. We have one coming up in Chinatown in New York City, where we actually spend the day visiting Chinese apothecaries, learning tongue and pulse diagnosis, doing qigong in the park, and participating in a spiritual Chinese tea ceremony. And if you'd like more information about that, just get in touch. Today, we're very happy to bring on board our guest, Dr. Sherry Rogers. She is a board-certified medical doctor, certified in many aspects of allergy, nutrition, asthma, immunology, and is also on the American Board of Family Practice. She is a prolific writer who has written
at least 16 books, and you can find all of them at prestigepublishing.com. That's all one word, Prestige Publishing. Or her 800 number is 800-846-6687 to get in touch. And we'd like to bring her back on board, but I do want to tell you, if you have a question, you can call into the station, and that's 888-874-4888. So thank you so much for joining us back on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. Are you there, Dr. Sherry?
I sure am.
Oh, there you are. So we're talking about your book here, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? A very shocking name, and you said you gave it that name purposely to wake up not only patients, but cardiologists and other physicians who seem to be dying very young.
Yeah, we definitely need to start focusing on cure, and we already know how to do it. And, in fact, in Is Your Cardiologist Killing You?, we've put some of the easier things where people have cured their high blood pressure, cured their cholesterol,
right.
Cured their atrial fibrillation or their angina, rather than just drugging it. Because like we said in the earlier segment, all drugs do is poison the pathway so that you don't feel the angina. The spasm stops, but the underlying cause was never identified and fixed. We have to look at fixing what's broken. The problem is it takes education of people. And as the Wall Street Journal shows us, the average patient visit is 7 minutes, and the time a patient gets to speak and tell about his symptoms is 18 seconds. You cannot teach anything in that, which is why the books are all highly referenced and have all the how-to, where-to, and 800 numbers and websites and everything of what to take and how to take so that you can get rid of whatever it is you have rather than just drugging it and then letting it smolder so that it goes on to something else. For example, I mean, look at everybody. They're on. Most people in their gym bag have some sort of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory pain medicine, Aleve, Motrin, ibuprofen, etc. Well, the side effects of these are that they cause high blood pressure, for one.
Well, wait one second there, Dr. Rogers, because I do want to tell you that we have a call from Elaine from Brooklyn. And she wants to talk about what five things might lower cholesterol.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Are you there, Elaine?
Yes. Hi. I have a friend with high cholesterol, and we're all very aware of like all the like the myriad different diets and all to do. And I feel very comfortable with all that. But for him to find an entree into the world of natural cures, he's like going to be pressured to take statin drugs at his next appointment. And so now he's like under pressure and wants to know five priority things that would get him some results and get him going into the world without, because he feels overwhelmed by the plethora of great things you can do.
Well, but he's right. It is overwhelming, and that's why, like in the cholesterol hoax, it's all spelled out of what some of the major things are. Like some people, their cholesterol will go down just taking some magnesium.
Okay.
500 milligrams a day.
Okay.
Other people, their cholesterol will go down with some CoQ10 or getting off the NSAIDs.
How much CoQ10 you think for a 200-pound person?
Well, it depends on... We actually measure all of these things.
Okay.
There are tests in there also, in both books, the Cholesterol Hoax and Is Your Cardiologist Killing You,
okay,
that show you how to get every nutrient assayed if you really need to.
Right, that's what boggles him.
Well, it looks at, yes, but the beauty of that is it shows you where to focus more quickly for each person, because if you take the last 100 people who lowered their cholesterol naturally, some did it with magnesium,
okay,
some with phosphatidylcholine, some with niacin, long-acting B3, and many other nutrients can do that for folks. But when you do a test that looks at every vitamin, mineral, fatty acid, amino acid, organic acid. It's a 13-page assay, and it really is like a crystal ball. I've never seen anything as good as this in over 40 years in medicine.
Right.
Because it shows, number one, how you got sick and what you need to repair to get sick.
Yeah.
And, or to get not sick.
Yeah.
And also, if, even if you're very well, I also consult on people who are Olympic hopefuls.
Yeah.
Even if you're very well and on the other end of the spectrum, then it shows you where you were headed and what unforeseen things you are headed for if you don't fix what's broken. A lot of the people also are in their 80s and 90s, and they want to live longer lives. Some of them are even in third businesses in their 80s because they're so well.
So and sort so of the first thing that he would do would be to have this assay and then know what is causing the issue, and then the second thing to do would be then address those deficiencies.
Well, I would say the first rule would be read the book, because he knows his body and his life better than any doctor is going to know it.
Okay.
So that by reading all these things first, he'll say, oh, my gosh, I bet my high cholesterol is due to this or this.
So the first book he should read is
either the cholesterol hoax or is your cardiologist killing you?
Okay. Fantastic.
And then in that way, a lot of times people, and besides it tells you all the things to take anyway, a lot of times by knowing your own system, they'll say to themselves, oh, my gosh, that's why I've got high cholesterol.
Absolutely. That's so fantastic.
You have to start with food. You know, you must start with food.
Yes, get rid of the trans fats.
Trans fats.
And the phthalates. The phthalates are in the book, well, it's in that book too, but big time in Detoxify or Die, because the plasticizers are the number one pollutant in the human body and in all animals in the wild. And they can mimic everything from inability to lose weight to going on to producing cancers, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, cardiac arrhythmias, you name it. They damage the body in a myriad of ways. And they've so damaged the whole world because we're, you know, the industrial world that we are, we can't escape them anymore, so we have to get them out. We've so damaged it that even the polar bears in the Arctic, who have the cleanest air, food, and water on the planet, now have human diseases. They have osteoporosis and hypothyroidism.
Sad.
And now children who are 6 years of age have levels of toxins that it used to take us until our 40s to accumulate. And that's why children are getting adult diseases now. 1 in 8 children in some schools have diabetes. Children are having more cancers. They're having a lot more adult problems because they are starting out life even more toxic than we did.
Well, I just can't wait to, maybe this show is archived. I can't wait to play it for him, because the presentation is so clear, and there's so much, so rich in so many facts, so this will be able to make him have the motivation to, and I'll get the book right away. And
the other thing that's very important for him, Elaine, he already has. With you. Because in 40 years of medicine, I've seen that when people combine their efforts and they both read and they both are proactive and interested, and not just one person, their success rate is more than doubled.
Oh, great.
And so he has
I'm on his team for sure.
Let's have Ellen tell you how the archiving works so that you can be sure your hubby or friend hears this.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's a fantastic show.
Well, thank you for calling. And what's so great about Progressive Radio Network, I think one of the many things that are so great, is the archiving, because you can come back and listen to this show shortly after, about an hour from now when we go off. They're very good. They'll have the show description and lots of other shows, about 12 or 13 shows back they hold them. And, of course, we've done probably hundreds of shows by now on here. And this show will be listed under Sherry Rogers, M.D., Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? So you can very easily go ahead and
today's
check
it out. Date, I guess? Or
yes, it will be under today's date, so you'll see it right there. What's so important and so wonderful about natural medicine is that while you're doing something to bring down your cholesterol, The other effects, let's say, call them side effects, will be that you bring your weight down, you bring your energy up, you sleep better, you stop having allergy problems, your joint pains go away. These are the secondary effects of natural healing versus the secondary effects of drug therapy that Dr. Sherry Rogers, MD, has been discussing with us today from her book, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You?
Thank you so very much. It's a really great show.
Well, thank you for joining.
And you're absolutely right, Ellen, because, you know, my main thrust in my practice was allergy and immunology. And I got interested in it mainly because I was so allergic. I had asthma, eczema, chronic sinus, migraines so bad I thought I had a brain tumor. And I never dreamed, because I never learned about it in medical school or in all the training courses that I attended afterwards, that I could actually ever get rid of the allergies. And I'm totally rid of them.
Being on Claritin or other drugs day and night.
Yeah, there's no difference in natural healing, you know, from natural healing to drugging people. It's just a whole new world. Many of us never thought we'd live past 50 with the multitude of things that we had. And it turned out to be a blessing in disguise, because it forced us to learn that God designed the body to heal. It's only medicine that doesn't want us to know it, because there's no money in it. There's no money in well people. And it takes education. And so that's why we've put all that education in the books, and with the scientific backup as well, so that if they find a doctor who's interested in curing them, they're all right on the same wavelength, on the same track. Because right now, I mean, you know, you'd think, well, wait a minute, I hear so often, the FDA will protect us. Not true. For example, they showed in the New England Journal of Medicine in 2007 that a leading diabetes drug, Avandia, increases the heart attack rate 43%. It's still on the market. The NSAIDs, Aleve, Motrin, Ibuprofen, etc., as soon as their patents wear off, they're magically safe enough for OTC, over-the-counter. You don't need a prescription anymore. Same thing with Prilosec. As soon as its patent wore off, magically it doesn't need a prescription anymore. Now you can buy it over-the-counter. And this goes on and on. And yet, you just take some of the side effects of the NSAIDs, and this is all documented in our books and newsletters. They actually deteriorate the joints, guaranteeing you will need a hip or knee replacement in 10 or 15 years. Well, look at the people who are having hip and knee replacements now. They cause over 100,000 cases of congestive heart failure a year, which medicine says has no known cause or cure. Of course, if you read the Is Your Cardiologist Killing You, you will see that it does have a cure. They cause high blood pressure, which, of course, is bludgeoned to death with blood pressure medicines that shrink the brain, etc., and guarantee an earlier heart attack by lowering your magnesium, rather than curing the blood pressure, as we showed in the high blood pressure hoax or in Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? Over 50,000 people die from intestinal hemorrhage from these drugs. I mean, it goes on and on, and we're only talking about one category.
Right. You would think it's shocking, but I guess for me it can't be shocking, since I've been doing this since 1964. And actually, although it seems like we're still very far beyond the eight ball, we've certainly moved ahead, because we have avenues like Progressive Radio Network where people can find this out, and doctors like yourself who are writing books like this great book, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You, which is fully documented. So there's no question in terms of whether or not it's truthful. And it's, of course, when people go, well, why don't doctors know this? So why don't you answer that for us?
It's easy. As I said at the beginning, first of all, the experts, the authorities who make the rules that we're all supposed to follow, you know, the first thing you're supposed to do when you have high blood pressure is a diuretic, and then you can go on to other things, the ACE inhibitors like lisinopril, etc., and you just go right on down the line of the drugs. These doctors, 87% of them, minimum, are on the payroll some way or another of the pharmaceutical industry. And likewise, as we showed, less than 11% of cardiovascular recommendations, and this is right out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, are based on science. The rest is pharmaceutical influence. They, you know, it's the number one area of lobbying money. It's the highest income-producing organization in the United States. Drugs make a lot of money. They run the economy.
Well, one of the problems now is that they have been now, the drug companies, have been unleashed to spend all the money they want on political backing.
Yeah.
So that can actually, for instance, if we, I know we could talk about the
flu shot and go all over the place. 50 million new customers, too.
Exactly. So they are able to push their agenda by through advertising venues, through misinformation, instead of just basing it on studies and the truth. But I do want to say one other thing. It's not about them and you. It's about you and you. And what I mean by that is not just you, Dr. Rogers, but you don't look like you do. I doubt if you're going around not eating correctly, not exercising, and waiting for someone else to take care of you.
And you're right. That's the thing, that people have to take control or else it's over for them, really. They need to take control and learn that every symptom has a cure. It has a cause, and it has a cure. It's the body's way of alerting us. If we're getting too close to the fire, it hurts. We quickly withdraw. If we have problems, symptoms, if things are not working right, then we have to find out what we've done. And, you know, it's really interesting. Only two things are at the bottom of all this. There are only two things that cause all diseases. One, our nutrient levels go lower as we age. And two, our toxicity levels go higher. And that's what we do exactly, is we measure them and put them back where they belong. And that's what enables people to cure whatever the label is they have. We don't care if it's macular degeneration, which, by the way, they're injecting chemotherapy now, Avastin, into the eyeball rather than fixing the chemistry and saving people's vision.
I haven't heard that one. Oh,
that's terrible. Yes, Avastin, which you saw on Wall Street. They've some countries have decided not to cover it because it only buys, 1 to 4 months of life at the end of life for about $12,000. I mean, it's not exactly a very cost-effective drug. So many countries have decided not to cover it in their health insurance plans. But anyway, they're injecting this in eyeballs. I say they are out of control. And yet, when you look at the chemistry of anyone with macular degeneration, which is the number one cause of blindness in people over 50, no ophthalmologist has looked at the curable causes. They have not looked at the fatty acids, the lutein levels, the beta carotenes, the EPA, DHA, all the things that are so essential to heal that macular region.
But it is out there in the science, because you and I are reading the studies.
Yes, and yet it was interesting, because when I consulted with some ophthalmologists who were at one of my lectures and went over their blood work with them of all their nutrients and so forth, at the end I said, now you saw the lecture on macular degeneration, how you reverse it, and you saw the evidence. In fact, people got up out of the audience that I had never even met and told how they read about it in our works, and they reversed their own. I said, now you're going to do this, right, instead of condemning your patients to blindness. And they said, no, because on my days off, my other partners in my ophthalmology practice will be furious if patients are coming in talking about nutrients and things that they don't know anything about.
Isn't that frightening?
It blew my mind. Just blew my mind.
And especially, what if some of their patients got better? Then they'll really be in trouble.
I don't know. It's a very scary. So people are on their own, and that's why we write so much for them, and with all the directions and so forth and all the evidence, because if they want to take control, it doesn't matter what your label is. If it's depression, I mean, in fact, it's funny. You know, I'll consult on folks who have depression, and they're on all these drugs that poison the enzymes in the brain, and yet they never looked at. They're on drugs for serotonin, like Prozac, but no one ever looked at the gut. Don't they even remember their basic physiology from medical school? 95% of serotonin, the happy hormone that Prozac makes more of, is not made in the brain. It's made in the gut. If the gut isn't healthy, then you're going to be depressed forever. And they don't even look at it.
Just amazing. Just amazing. Even if people have a gastrointestinal problem, they don't seem to even ask what they might be eating.
No.
I mean, really, from a physician's point of view, isn't that a little...
Oh, and you want to know a sign... You want to know a sign of, like, a really dense physician? If he prescribes Nexium. Because Prilosec was the first blockbuster drug. That's where the word came from, as a matter of fact. When its patent wore off, in order to make another blockbuster drug, they attached a sidearm and created Nexium. Well, in order to metabolize Nexium, the body has to tear that sidearm off. You waste nutrients. Now it has Prilosec. Nexium is $4 a pop. Prilosec is 32 cents. So what guy in his right mind would prescribe Nexium, which is more than 8 times more expensive and robs you of nutrients when you could have something infinitely cheaper and you don't even need a prescription for it, and it doesn't take so many nutrients out of your body. Only someone who has no idea of what he's prescribing. He just goes by what the pharmaceutical industry tells him.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being our guest today. It went so fast right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And I'd like to thank those of you who called in. Sorry, we don't have time for any additional calls. The time went really quickly. But you can find out more about Dr. Sherry Rogers, see her books, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You?, and the many other books she has written, by visiting www.prestigepublishing.com, or you can call 800-846-6687. And, of course, you can always visit the archived show here on Progressive Radio Network, or email me at Facebook at The Natural Nurse at Facebook. And until next time, this is Ellen Kamai, The Natural Nurse, hoping that you stay healthy.